being an entrepreneur is something different. It's in a completely different animal. And after you do it for so long, you get used to it. But I don't think people really understand what they're getting themselves into. And a lot of this conversation that I'm having with you guys right now is inspired by a lot of the review videos that we've been doing over the last few days, over the last few Millionaire Morning Shows, over the last couple of weeks. And I see these people and they keep saying, oh man, I want to quit my job and I want to go off and do my own thing and I want to finesse it and wake up when I want to. Man, don't you know that it's 10 times harder that you own 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what happens when you decide that you want to open up your own business? Don't you know how difficult it is for people to be disciplined enough to get rich? And just because you open up your own business does not mean that you're going to get rich. You know, a lot of the videos that I'm starting to see in my algorithm nowadays is people saying stuff like, oh man, I tried it. I messed up. I wasn't successful. I mean, I've seen some big YouTubers, some massive YouTubers that have brought themselves back to the front of the congregation and say, hey man, I tried to open up this new business and I failed miserably. Or different content creators or people that have large platforms and large followings that have 196, 200,000, 300,000 subscribers. And they're like, yo, I tried to do content creation full time and I failed miserably. Today, we're going to review a video of a woman that said that she moved to London. And I tried not to watch too much of the video, but I wanted to make sure that it was worthy of us reviewing towards the end of the show. And I guess she tried to go into content creation full time, have close to 200,000 subscribers, and then she wound up moving back home. And so a lot of people don't really know what they're getting themselves into. There is no one-size-fits-all solution to what success is supposed to look like when it comes to making money. The goal is to make money. That's the end of the con. Like, y'all could talk about the ownership. Y'all could talk about working your own business, doing a 9-to-5. The way that I'm able to figure out which path I want to go to or what I want to do as far as adding in another source of income, I'm not a serial entrepreneur because I want to be a serial entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur because that's what's convenient for my lifestyle and how I've Tetrised this puzzle of what makes sense in order for me to generate the most revenue possible while still adding value into the people's lives. So, Anton, why do you still work a regular job, right? Which I'm not on today because I took a PTO. And that feeds directly into my point. I took a PTO day today because I knew that I had a whole lot to do because I got to go fly down to a whole nother city. Because I got to take my daughter to the airport today and I'm supposed to meet. Rita is already out and about shopping and out of town doing her thing. So, you know, she's going to fly directly from where she is and she's going to meet my daughter over somewhere. And then I got to fly over to somewhere. And so, you know, this whole thing of making sure that the family is taken care of and all of that. And then so I'm like, well, I got a lot to do today so I can make some adjustments from an entrepreneurial perspective and I can move some stuff around. But when it comes to deadlines and things, taking care of business on corporate America, certain meetings I'm not going to be able to attend. So you wind up taking a PTO day or whatever like that. And my point is just that you got to weigh what your lifestyle is supposed to be like before you start to have the conversation about whether or not you want to get away from corporate or if you want to start your own business. It's plenty of people that have gotten rich or become millionaires as a result of working a regular job. I know people that make over $300,000, $400,000 a year in corporate America. And if they go out on their own, or I know other people that went out on their own doing the same thing, working 10 times harder and making less than a third of the money. And so you can grandstand on all of that. Oh my God, but it's my own business. Man, forget all of that. I wish I could say the real word. Forget all of that. The goal is to generate as much revenue as possible. Try to figure out how I can keep the most of it as possible. Lower my lifestyle and then deploy that capital into things that ultimately is going to generate revenue and then compound over a period of time to make you really rich so you can live the life that you want to. I don't care whether it come from corporate or whether it come from business. I just want to make sure that I get it. I want to make sure that I increase the value of my time that I'm trading in for resources. I want to make sure that I add as much as I possibly can into the day so that my 12 hours, my 10 hours that I'm working relentlessly on a daily basis, that I'm getting the most out of it, so that when I decide that I want to go out and break out, or I want to buy a car, or I want to go and have fun, then I can do what I want to do. I'm not caught up on the semantics of it's your own business or this is corporate America. Listen, the pros and cons, it weighs on both sides. Let me give you an example. As an entrepreneur, you don't get no days off. Whatever happens, happens. In corporate America, you can do PTOs and stuff like that. On the flip side, in corporate America, I have a particular salary, right? And then I get bonuses and equity depending on my performance and the performance of the company and all of that, depending on how you negotiate it and how far up you are in corporate America. But here in the entrepreneurial world, you don't work, you don't eat. It's pretty much guaranteed on that side. It's not on this side. But on that side, I also get healthcare coverage, life insurance, dental, vision, 401k. All of that stuff, whenever my doctor, and of course you can go and you can spend extra money and spend an egregious amount of money in order to go and buy it for yourself as an entrepreneur. But my point is that it's pros and cons to both. It's pros and cons. You get that guaranteed paycheck every single week or biweekly or monthly or however it is that you got it set up. On this side, you eat what you kill. So your lifestyle may be set up to where you're a little bit lazier and you might want to get up when you want to. Well, guess what? That's not how it works when it comes to a capitalistic market, because, yeah, you can wake up when you want to, but it's not guaranteed that the customers are still going to be there, because somebody may have got up before you and beat you to the punch, which then incentivized you to get up earlier. Now you're working 10 times harder than you thought that you was going to be working in order to get this thing off the ground, and you ain't even guaranteed to be successful. Then you got the tax stuff, and then you got all this other stuff, right? And so you got to deal with employees. It's different working as an employee and being a lazy numbskull versus having to hire people, and then you don't know whether or not this person is doing their jobs. You put in checks and balances. If anything happens, it all you know, it comes back to you. It don't come back to the employee. So it's a lot that goes into it. It's a lot that it really makes sense. But ultimately, what I'm trying to tell you guys is that the sum total in the game is to generate as much revenue as possible. I don't care if you're in corporate. I don't care if you're an entrepreneur. Generate as much revenue as possible. Deploy that capital by minimizing your expenses and investments, and then ultimately letting assets accumulate over a period of time that will compound and then make you incredibly rich and you can live the life that you want to. I don't care where it comes from. As long as it's legal, as long as it's not hurting nobody, as long as it adds value into people's lives, and as long as I can take care of my business, make sure that my daughter ain't got to have no student loans, and I can minimize my taxes, I'm good with that. I'm 100% good with that. And then, you know, at some point you get to a point where your life, where you're starting to try to figure out, you know, what is the meaning of life? Because once you get to a certain level of resources, how much more do you need in resources unless you're trying to accomplish a particular goal? And then life starts to get a little bit different then, because then you can enjoy things a little bit differently. But all I'm saying is, be careful with what your mindset is when it comes to whether or not you want to work, you don't want to work. We all grind. We all hustle. We all go and get it. We all got the same 24 hours, 8,760. Remember that number, 8,760. That's the amount of hours in a year. Take how much you make per year divided by 8,760. That's how you know how much your time is worth. So when you go and you trade in your time for money, that's what it's costing you. When you go and hang out with chicks that ain't best for you, that's what it's costing you. When you go out there and you spend a whole bunch of money and you spend a bag on a chick, well, think about how many hours you had to trade in order to be able to get that resource so that you can trick off all for a quick, it may not necessarily be worth it. Everything is a mathematical equation. No matter what you do, it's a mathematical equation. Your time is worth X based off of how much you generate divided by the amount of hours in a year. That's how much an hour of your time is worth. So when you're spending time around people that ain't adding value into your life, ask yourself this question: is costing me an hour to sit in front of your face, or for you to be wasting my time, That's how I determine what it is that I'm gonna charge for a coaching call. I don't maximize based off of how much I can make or how much my time is truly worth. All I ask you to do is cover me so that I could be doing something more productive. I could be hanging out with my daughter. I could be taking care of business. I could be trying to increase the value of my time. I minimize the amount of money that I make because I always want to add value into people's lives because the people is my currency. And as long as I help the people, my goal is to make this earth as a better place had I not been here, right? And so when I charge people in corporate, it's much different than when I charge you for a coaching call because all I ask you to do is to respect my time. I know how much my time is worth and I don't even charge that. So then when you call me and you say, Anton, I want a coaching call, and then you late to your coaching call, it's disrespectful because I don't need that. I'm doing this for you and all I ask you to do is to respect my time. I don't even charge you what I charge corporate clients, not even remote. I don't even charge you a fourth of what I charge corporate clients. And I offset that by being able to offer you so much value. But when you don't respect yourself, see, most people are lazy and it's going to be a reflection of every single thing that you do. You're going to show up to work late. You're going to show up to a coaching call late. You're going to show up to your funeral late. You're going to show up to church late, dinner late, graduations late. Your life is a late excuse. You've been saying that your dog ate your homework and your grandma done died 169 times. It died in high school. Dad in college because you ain't got your college paper on time. Dad in your corporate job. Dad when you was dating that chick and you ain't really want to tell her the truth. So you said that your grandma died. Listen, man. Listen. We about to be getting about business. It's May. We about to go into June. We about to really hit the second half of the year. If you're not motivated, if you can't go and get it, if you ain't about that business, if you ain't taking care of your business and your responsibilities, then you need to really, really do a reset. Have a come to Jesus moment and then realize that ain't nobody coming to save you except for you. I had a conversation with a guy yesterday and he said, Anton, who was on a coaching call. He said, I want to book my son a coaching call. I said, man, F your kid. He said, huh? I said, F your kid, bruh. He said, why? I said, because he's not ready for it. You know why I don't try to tell people that they need to get saved or they need to move over to spirituality? We're going to get into the show. Let me just get my thoughts off real quick. You know why I don't tell people that they need to go over and adopt Christ and get saved and profess and get baptized and all of that? It's because my life should be the attraction. Your light is supposed to shine where people ultimately ask, what's up with you? What do you have? How did you get there? They have to get curious about it because they need to see you living it. So I don't always have to profess it. It just is supposed to be a reflection of me, which inspires you to then get curious about it because God is to be revealed. And it's the same thing in everything else. When you want success, that's something that you have to seek. That's why we make it a barrier to entry to be able to tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. So because I understand that when people are ready, they will make the adjustment, but it's not until they get tired of being in a circumstance to where they will then make that decision. You as a parent can't book a coaching call for your kid. If your kid ain't curious, if your kid ain't tired, if your kid ain't absolutely frustrated with where they are in life, which is one of the reasons why it's important for men to suffer, they will never take the advice because they feel like you pushing it on them instead of them seeking it out for themselves because they actually are going to implement it. When you force people to get something, they feel entitled. They feel like they owe you something. I'm doing you a favor by taking this coaching call. Let them suffer. And the more that you coddle him, the more that you take care of him, the more that you prevent him from going through what he's supposed to go through, the less likely he is to become the man that you would want him to be. And so all I'm telling you is, it's time to gird up. Let the children put the toys away. When I was a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's about to be the second half of the year. Y'all ready to get to the bag?